at the 35-yard line.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I know, right? It's crazy how that works.
I do have an update for you. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. The Ugly Bearcats lead the USA Patriots 14-0. That game over in Ugly right now. Still 5 minutes to go in the first half.
Single wing overloading the right side for the Bad Axe Hatchets, working off the right hash, and we have whistles already, and this very well might be a timeout called by Kelly Durr in the Hatchets. And that is exactly what it is. So with 7:05 still on the clock, we're going to take another break. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, Harbor Beach leading Bad Axe 6-0.
Hey, kids, it's back to school time. Hey, parents, it's back to school time. Listen, everybody, it's time for back to school deals from Thumb Cellular. Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus, and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Bad Axe on their first carry would hand off to Jesse Nye, and he actually fumbled it. It was forced by Michael Anderson, and actually Harbor Beach recovers at the 39-yard line.
A lot of movement there by the Hatchets in the backfield. The snap goes to Wehner as he heads to his right. Nye actually comes from the right to the left. He hands it to them in sort of a delayed counter back to the left. And he turns it upfield for what would have been a nice gain, 5-6 yards, as he run into Michael Anderson, put a hard hit on him. The ball hits the turf, and 65, Jacob Deer recovers, giving the Pirates a new possession.
And it's a throw on first and 10. Right up the gut, and it was intended for number 12, Michael Anderson, incomplete, but we have flags flying after the play is over, and we'll see. This is more than likely going to be a personal foul.
I think it's just pass interference, Clark.
Pass interference.
Okay.
Defense.
Dave Hansen batting 1,000.
15 yards, first down. Yes.
Okay, so it's a pass interference against Bad Axe that will be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage.
The guilty party of Bad Axe, Devin Maxwell, and Clark, from our angle, we have obviously a terrible view, and what do we really know? But it looked like from here it was great defensive position by Devin Maxwell, step for step with the Harbor Beach receiver, and reaches around him and swats that ball away. I thought it was great defense, but we can't see the backside. He may have had a hand on him.
Shelkey,
either way, it's first down for the Pirates.
Shelkey keeps for himself, dips, dives, and all the way down to the 10-yard line, stiff-arming his defender, and finally is dragged out of bounds at the 7-yard line. A little bit of extracurricular activity after being out of bounds, but all safe and sound. A big run from James Shelkey on first down from the 24-yard line down to the 7. A 17-yard gain for James Shelkey.
Harbor Beach, you can see, gaining momentum. Their defense comes up with a turnover, the first turnover of the game, and Shelkey taking the ball, putting it in the arms of Lanfear, and pulling it right back, keeping it himself. And when he hits that juke and steps to the sideline, he outruns everybody. And the last Bad Axe defender was able to force him out of bounds. But again, great field position and a quick drive here by the Harbor Beach Pirates getting into the red zone.
First and goal. Shelkey with a running back on either side of him hands it off to Danny Lanfear. And touchdown, Harbor Beach. just shy, just after their last touchdown, 45 seconds, 35 seconds later, Harbor Beach strikes again with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. It is Harbor Beach now 12, Bad Axe nothing.
And a great run there. Daniel Lanphier showing some patience. There wasn't much there. He stopped, was behind his offensive lineman, went around him and leaped over a defender, and then went right up the heart of the defense of Bad Axe. They were totally fooled, and Daniel Lanphier, the lead running back for the Pirates, strolls into the end zone for the second Harbor Beach touchdown of the quarter.
First touchdown for Daniel Lanphier this season. Harbor Beach going for two, trying to make this 14-0, 6:30 left in the first half. Shelkey rolls to his left, passes, has a receiver open. Can he bring it in? No, he cannot. Pass was intended for number 15.
Michael Anderson.
Michael Anderson, 12. Number 12, incomplete. And so the score remains Harbor Beach 12, Bad Axe nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Harbor Beach leading 12-0 after that last touchdown being brought to you by a Bad Axe turnover. As Kendall Gettner's kick comes out to about the 12-17-yard line, brought in by Bad Axe with ease, and he's brought down at the 32-yard line after about a 12-yard gain. Ryan Wehner returning that one, brought down by Devin Puff.
They have just over 6 minutes to go in the half. Down two scores, Clark, but they're not out of this game here. A turnover has cost them now in this game. That second score would go down 12. But their offense had some success in the first quarter. Not going to be surprised here if Coach Kelly Deere gets a little more conservative with the play calling. Going back to what worked in the first half, the more he got into the trickery and the misdirection of the offense, the more trouble his offense has gotten into. So don't be surprised to see more Ryan Wehner early and often, and more Clancy and not so much of everybody else.
Wing, a single wing to the right side. And it's a direct snap to Jack Clancy, who spins around and he's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe behind the line of scrimmage. Brought down, looks like, by Kendall Gettner. And it's going to be no gain, second down, 10 yards to go.
Again, more of that goofiness of this offense as he, Clancy takes the snap, turns his back to the defense, and fakes one handoff to the right, one to the left, and spins back around. You completely were right, Clark. He made one full circle and then decided to go straight up the field, right into the arms of 51, Kendall Gettner, who didn't miss him, and no gain on that play for the Bad Axe offense.
Second down, 10 to go, right to left across your radio. Single wing, direct snap to Jack Clancy, coming around the outside. And Harbor Beach starting to swarm to the ball, and James Shelkey will bring him down himself at the 37-yard line. Good enough after a 5-yard gain. Third down, 5 yards to go, maybe only third down, 6 to go after a 4-yard gain.
Harbor Beach defense starting to fill those gaps a little quicker each and every time Bad Axe runs this offense. But Clancy did a nice job of taking the ball, finding that gap, and hitting it quickly. Got him a nice 4 or 5 yard gain on that play. More of the things Bad Axe is going to have to continue to do is get up into those young linebackers of Harbor Beach a little quicker, because the more dancing around they do in the backfield, the more them, the defensive line and those linebackers, Puff and company, have time to make a play.
It's a direct snap to Jack Clancy, tries to come around the outside and is going to go nowhere outside of the original line of scrimmage, and he's forced out of bounds by Michael Anderson. They're going to say forward progress has him, Well, the line judge is all the way back at the 37-yard line. The far, let's see where the placement's going to be. Out there, and they're going to split the difference. They're going to make it a 38-yard line. So a yard gain, fourth down, 5 yards to go, four backs inside their own territory at their own 38-yard line. And there's our first train of the season, Dave. 4:52 left in the first half. It's 12-0 Harbor Beach leading. Bad Axe with the ball, moving right to left across your radio. Single wing offense, two.